Supreme Court, on a 5-4 vote, rejected Trump's bid to delay the sentencing. Former President Carter's remains are back in Plains, Georgia, for burial. Earlier, a state funeral in Washington, D.C., President Biden eulogizing.
Jimmy Carter's friendship taught me, and through his life taught me, the strength of character.
Character figuring prominently in the president's eulogy.
Throughout his life, he showed us what it means to be a practitioner of good works and a good and faithful servant of God and of the people.
Later, Mr. Biden announced that the federal government will cover 100% of wildfire-related costs in Southern California for 6 months. This is ABC News. As U.S.-led Gaza ceasefire negotiations continue to produce nothing, Israeli special forces recovered the bodies of two Israelis taken captive by Hamas in the sneak attack over a year ago.
The Israeli army has found the body of 53-year-old hostage Yosef al-Zadani and the suspected remains of his son Hamza in an underground tunnel in southern Gaza. The discovery highlighting once again the dangers facing the 94 hostages now left in Gaza. The hostages include 7 Americans. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she'll push for new laws to make it harder for hedge funds to purchase large numbers of single-family homes in the state. There's concern big investors are buying up those homes, shrinking the housing supply for individual buyers and families, one of multiple factors in the scarcity of housing nationwide. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
A low of 18 tonight with a 50% chance of scattered light snow showers, mainly just a dusting possible. Friday clouds mix with breaks of sunshine, a bit warmer than normal, a high of 28. Friday night partly cloudy and colder, a low of 13. Saturday increasing clouds, light snow likely very late, and a high of 25. 31 Sunday with 1 to 2 inches of light snow possible.
You wrote down every word. Goodbyes build out like it been rehearsed. There ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Tell me we could still be friends, hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. I hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song, I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, if you really believe that's the truth, you never loved me like I loved you. Talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. And if you think I could look across the bar and see you in someone else's arms, I need you. Who do you think you are? Hang out on the weekend, you're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song, I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth. Gonna be okay. like I loved you.
Call slave, and you spend all day in your thankless job. And you jump in your Ford and you door-to-door with a homebound mob. Then you pull in the drive and you hit the chair, and the one you love is waiting there.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Said or eat the food. They cry and they fuss and you can't cuss, cause he'll say it too. You're tired, you're numb, you're stressed, and you're mad. She smiles and says, I love you, Dad.
Hey, that's what it's all about.
coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely.
And welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Tonight we have a home game for the Richland Center Hornet girls as they take on Platteville. The game is coming up live from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com following our pregame show sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Tonight's area schedule includes dual meet wrestling at DeSoto Arcadia. DeSoto, GET, Melrose, Mindoro, and Hillsboro are battling it off in a quad. The Cashton Duels featuring Cashton, Holman, New Lisbon, and Onalaska Luther. And Riverdale hosts a dual meet tonight with Cuba City Benton Southwestern. It's parents' night. Parents will be introduced at 6:30, and then the match begins at 6:45 at Riverdale High School. Boys basketball, Weston is at Seneca. Kickapoo at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford at Lafarge, Mineral Point at Riverdale, Darlington at Boscobel, Cuba City visits Southwestern, and Fenimore at Iowa Grand. Boys basketball in the Scenic Bluffs, Royal at Wonewoc Center, Cashton at Hillsboro, and Bangor at New Lisbon, Westby at Viroqua, and Baraboo at Sauk Prairie, plus Reedsburg is at Portage. And in girls basketball, Belleville at Wisconsin Heights, Blackhawk at Barneveld, Adams Friendship at Mauston, River Ridge at Highland. Dodgeville visits Prairie du Chien, River Valley at Lancaster, and Platteville is at Richland Center. That is our featured game coming up tonight on WRCO.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Richland Center girls basketball coach Jeremy Cooey joins us. Jeremy, the team's getting into more conference games now. This is kind of the grind in January, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have pretty a slew of conference games coming up here. And, you know, this is when we have opportunity to get some wins and try to get into the conference competition. And at the same time, there's the opportunity to know what the other teams are doing, and they can kind of see what we're doing as well. So we just have to kind of stay ahead of the game and keep working on developing our girls.
Well, again, you've had some close games lately, haven't you?
We have. Again, the girls are working. We just we got to get to where we get the defense and offense to click on the same night. So, you know, we're going through and making a few adjustments, and as we head into this, like you said, this conference stretch here has some new things coming up. So, excited to see what the girls do on the court tonight.
Well, Platteville is always kind of the team, it seems, that sets the bar pretty high in the conference. Do you still think they're the ones to beat in the league?
I think it's going to be a close match between Platteville and Prairie du Chien. They're both teams. They keep the pressure high. They're going to press. We know that going in. The thing we just need to do is just make sure that we just limit our own mistakes, not pass the ball to them, but just make sure that we're crisp and clean on our passes to each other, and continue to run the offense and do the things that we've been working on in practice, and we'll see what happens.
I guess that is one of the keys, is maybe controlling the clock a little bit and keeping the ball out of their hands, right?
I would agree. I mean, the thing that we've been working on is just trying to reduce some of the turnovers that we make, and, you know, okay, sometimes we're going to have aggressive plays that we try, and that's okay, but what we want to do is just kind of, we got to reduce the, you know, we'll just call it like the mental errors where we make a mistake and make a bad pass. And those are the ones that we've been working really hard on cleaning up.
We'll have more from Jeremy coming up in a moment on WRCO Sports.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Jeremy Cooey, Richland Center girls basketball coach, is our guest. As you look at this team, I know you've got a young squad, but at a certain point in the season, you kind of say they're, you know, you can't really use that as an excuse anymore because they're getting a little bit more floor time, aren't they?
Yep. I mean, we are young, and at the same time, we're working on, you know, just kind of our, how we act on the court in terms of just our basketball IQ and increase in making better decisions on the court when we have the ball. A little faster pace for, you know, some of the girls coming out of middle school as our freshmen. But, you know, I think they're starting to adapt and we're starting to make better decisions. So excited to see what the rest of the season has.
Yeah, that's one thing that I don't think people realize in boys or girls basketball. It's a lot different pace when you go from middle school to JV to varsity, isn't it?
That's true. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of our girls have had to go from middle school to varsity over the last couple of years just due to the numbers. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, they're out there playing hard and they're working hard in practice and, you know, taking in stride some of the changes that we've been throwing at them, even as recent as this week.
You have certainly a lot of games to play here in the next few days, you know, but it really does go fast because we're looking at, what, a month and a half until tournament time now, Jeremy.
Yes, sir. It's going to fly by and be over before we know it. So what we're just trying to do is make the most of every day that we have in practice. You know, getting out there and committing to the work that we need to do each day in practice is what's going to transfer over to the game nights.
I know you've had some sickness and injuries. How's that team health-wise getting into tonight's game with Platteville?
Tonight, we're still a little bit banged up. You know, we're dealing with some lingering issues, you know, that to where we got girls that are playing, but they're still a little bit banged up. So we have to kind of make sure that we keep an eye on that throughout the course of the game and that we're not putting anybody in a position where they're going to get hurt, you know, do more damage. But, yeah, it's tough. Sometimes it feels like we're being held together by duct tape. But the girls are out there pushing hard, and we appreciate the effort they're putting in on the court when they are out there.
No doubt. Any other special nights coming up here for the team?
I believe the next one we have would be next Friday against River Valley. Should be pretty cool. We're doing I believe it's the 20th anniversary for the teams that made it to state. And so we're going to have a little award and recognition at halftime for those girls coming back to the area.
Awesome. That'll be fun. We'll look forward to that. Thanks, Jeremy. Good luck tonight against Platteville.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Jeremy Cooey joining us on this report from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
It's Southwest Wisconsin Conference action tonight as the Richland Center Hornets host the Platteville Hill Women. We have the action here for you tonight on WRCO Sports. Platteville comes in with a record of 3-0 in the conference. Hornets looking for their first win through three games. Platteville is coached by Brandon Temperley, and they return several names from last year. They have experienced a little bit of setbacks. They've had some key injuries, including to Claire Hoosier, who is out for, it looks like, possibly the season. And one other player that's out tonight, that's Macy Noble. But otherwise, it looks like they've got quite a few of the players back that we call last year, including their leading scorer, Rihanna Dye, who averages just over 14 a game, Avery Richard, who averages 14 a game, and Jackson Berengen, who adds to the total about 10 points per ball game. Rihanna Dye with 10.5 rebounds per game. Also, it is Avery Richard, their leading assist person, with just over 6 per ball game. Richland Center on the other side, led in scoring by Carly Meaden, and also they've had some big games recently from Kylie Burns, who has stepped up and been their leading scorer as well, and the last couple of games has averaged double figures. Earlier tonight, Platteville was the winner over Richland Center in junior varsity action, 42-22. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports. It's girls basketball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
WRCO. We're back in time for our national anthem prior to game time tonight between the Hornets and Platteville. Under the direction of Jeff Behrens, it's the Richland Center High School Pack. National anthem played by the Richland Center High School Pep Band. As we get set for the announcement of the starters this evening, both teams going toward the benches and getting ready for the introductions here in front of a good crowd. Platteville always travels well. Again, with only one loss this year, Platteville has had some good games early on, and their only loss was to Buke Hempstead, and that was a 71-56 defeat just before Christmas. Otherwise, they have done well with wins against River Valley and Dodgeville and Lancaster in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Here are the Platteville Hillwomen starting lineup. First of all, number 10, it is Addison McNeil, who is a senior. Number 14, Maggie Grabant. She is number 14 and a junior. Number 15, Jackson Bergen, a senior. Also, Avery Richard, number 22, a sophomore. And Rihanna Dye, number 34, who is a sophomore. Starting for the Richland Center Hornets tonight, it is number 5, a sophomore, Ella Wise. Also starting tonight, Addie Board, number 10, who is a sophomore. Kylie Burns, number 12, a sophomore. Also getting the start tonight, Reagan Shep, a freshman, wearing number 15. And getting the start is their only senior, Carly Meaden, number 23. Those are the starters for the Hornets and Platteville. And we're just about set for action here tonight. The band strikes it up one more time prior to tip-off time. Three-man officiating crew. A few last words for the players that have gathered. Jumping center for Platteville is Rihanna Dye. Ella Weiss for Richland Center. Thumbs up, 18 on the clock. And here we go. Ball is tipped and controlled by Richland Center. There's a jump ball for it as Shep ties up with McNeil. And the arrow will point. Well, they're going to go back to center circle, I believe, and re-jump it here tonight. So the Hornets will get a chance to do that. Again, it's going to be the two girls that tied up, I think, isn't it? Shep is jumping center with Addison McNeil, and it is going to be controlled by Platteville. Platteville immediately, a baseball pass down low, shot no. Ella Weiss with the rebound. Back to Carly Meaden. Meaden across half-court line, drives to the far side. Off the screen from Burns, brings it over to Shep on the near side. Shep reverses it. Board drives a little closer. 18-footer on the way, no good. And out of bounds, last touch by Richland Center. It will be Platteville basketball. So into the game for Platteville. Well, it looked like they were going to bring a substitution, but I guess not. Jackson Berenchen, he's over to inbound the basketball. Hornets fall back in their half-court defense. The inbound pass for Platteville. And now they've got it as they walk it across the timeline. Taking it to the left side is Avery Richard. Richard swings it back to the near side. McNeil. McNeil with the ball. McNeil drives, goes far side. Platteville taking it around the Richland center zone. Pass inside. Weiss knocks it away. Ball is saved by Platteville. Dye got it back in bounds. And a shot is up and no good for Graben. And a out-of-bounds call. It's going to be Platteville basketball. Richland center D'ing it up pretty good here early on. So here comes the inbound look for Platteville. The ball goes inside. It's kicked by the Hornets and out-of-bounds. It will be Platteville basketball. Just underway, nearly a minute into the contest. No score on the clock yet. And here comes Platteville's inbound. They'll get it in to the middle. Dye's shot no good. Follow-up good with a left hand. Brianna Dye gets Platteville's scoring going, and it is 2-0. Hornets face a press. Bring it up to Weiss in the middle, back to Meaden. Meaden breaks it down, 3-on-3. Burns for a 15-footer. Good! Kylie Burns ties the score at 2. Platteville across the timeline. They'll get it to the right side. It's going to be Graben. Graben back to McNeil. McNeil holds it right side. Flips it back to Graben. Graben looks to the inside. Back to the left side. Held up here by Richard. Lobs back door. Baseline. McNeil. Hornets, good defense. Clogging up the middle. Platteville taking it around the perimeter. On a drive. There's an off-balance shot up. No good. Short for Richard. Put back is up and good by Rihanna Dye. And that makes it 4-2, Platteville. Hornet to the backcourt. Meaden pushes it near side. Burns shakes the D, drives a little closer. Now backs off across and gets up near the top of the key. Scoops it over to Reagan Shep. Shep drives, leaves a dribble, throws it back to Board. Board to the corner. And there is Meaden. Meaden swings it back to Shep. Shep penetrates a bit, drives down the boulevard, lost the handle. Scoops it back to Weiss. Weiss, free throw line Burns. Hornets looking, getting it back to Shep. On the near side, free throw line left, back to Board. And Shep, Hornets taking around the perimeter, looking for an entry pass. Weiss will drive, leaves the dribble, throws it into the lane. Meaden, it's too high, picked up by Burns. Hornets reset, and there's a foul called on Platteville. First foul of the game. The officials will check it out. I believe it's... And it is Maggie Graben, number 14. So Richland Center basketball on the end line. Carly Meaden fires it in. Ella Weiss, 15-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound by Platteville. Addison McNeil. McNeil with the outlet pass to Richard. Richard baseballs it up. Now Barrington kicks it back out. In and out for Platteville. The Hornets right on the perimeter defense. And the Hillmen bring it down to the baseline. Rihanna Dye with a 15-footer. Good. She can't miss. 6-2, Platteville. She has all of their points so far. Pass comes up to Weiss. Weiss on the right side. Back to Meaden. Crashes down the lane, and a foul called on Platteville. Platteville is trying to take the charge. Foul is called on Jackson Barrington. That is her first. They're going to determine that Carly Meaden was in the process of shooting. She will go to the free throw line now. Carly at the line. Takes a look. This one is perfect. She'll get one more. That makes it 6-3 in favor of Platteville. Second throw for Meaden. Carly takes a look. This one in the air. And that one is on the rim. And it won't go. Rebound pulled down by Dye. And Platteville runs the other way with the ball. 6-3 leaders. They'll baseball it along the left side. Graben. With the ball, looks to the inside, throws to the lane. On a drive, Platteville shot blocked by Weiss and out of bounds. Ella Weiss protecting the house right there. Platteville will get it back now. Platteville inbounding from the baseline. Looking, they'll bring it in play. It's caught here near side by Richard. Richard back to the top of the circle. McNeil, right side, holding it up there is Graben. Back to McNeil. McNeil centers it off to the near side, Richard. Richard off a screen, free throw line right. Platteville working it. Hornets working the defense, pushing the yards. Here's a long three try by Platteville. No good. Rebound on the inside, put back up. It is short. Dye gets the rebound. This one is up and no good. Rebound Barrington goes up with a shot. No good. And the Hornets chase down the rebound. Addie Vord with the ball. Up ahead to Meaden. Hornets to Weiss. Down the boulevard. Lays it up. No good. And the rebound by Rihanna Dye. Outlet pass now. Platteville skips it ahead and threw it away. Saved by Eric Olson. It'll come back to the Hornets. Timeout. Platteville. 13:59 remaining. First half. Platteville 6. Richland Center 3. In area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Richland Center will inbound the basketball. It is a 6-3 lead for the Hornets. Ball tipped by Platteville and out of bounds. Hornets will try again. Seneca is leading Weston 44-20 in boys basketball. Also Darlington leading Boscobel 39-12 first half. Mineral Point 48-10 up on Riverdale in the first half of boys basketball. Hornets bring the ball in play and they're fouled at midcourt by Platteville. That will be already the Hillman's third personal. So going to the scorers table, they're going to mark that on Jackson Berengen. That is her second. And she will check out of the game. Hillsboro leading Cashton 34-21 in boys basketball at the half. Carly Meaden brings it in play. J.C. Gander just checked into the game. She catches the pass, gives it back to Carly, and the Hornets will set it up. Meaden clearing everyone out, hands off to Shep, back to Meaden on the near side. Throws it back to Shep, reverses it left side. Burns down to the baseline. Is cut off, drives back to the corner. Now again, a crossover dribble down deep. Nowhere to wander, and a 5 seconds call on the Hornets. It goes back to Platteville. So the Hornets just kind of struggling as they have this year, trying to get shots up. And this one is going to be into Platteville's Rihanna Dye. She can't hang on and goes out of bounds. They went with about a half-court pass, and Platteville turns it over. So back-to-back turnovers, and Shep will bring it in play. Hornets facing a full-court press along the near side. Gander up to Weiss. Ella with the basketball. Hornets got to hurry now. Weiss across the half-court line. Got it in 10 seconds. And now holds the ball above her head. Throws it back to Meaden. Carly Meaden off a screen to the right side. Down to the baseline, is cut off, brings it back, throws top of the key. Weiss shoots a three, partially blocked by Dye. Rebound put back, no good by Burns, but Kylie is fouled and will go to the free throw line. So the officials marked that on 24. That would be Layla Schuler into the game for Platteville. Soraya Stone wearing zero. Free throw is up, and it is no good for Burns. Kylie will get one more look. 6-3 Platteville. Just underway in this one. We have just under 13 minutes remaining in the first half. Second throw is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Rihanna Dye. Platteville working the ball. Off to the right side. They'll stop. Nowhere to go. Giving it back to Stone. Stone on the left wing. Penetrates a bit. Into the lane. Throws it far side. Richard. Richard shoots a long three and got it in traffic. That was impressive. Avery Richard nails the three, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Platteville. Richland center ball, 9-3. Platteville in the lead. Shep looking to bring it in, does to Burns, and the pass is deflected. Picked up now by Schuler. Layla drives to the paint, knocked away, and a jump ball called as J.C. Gander ties up with her. And the alternate arrow points to Richland center. Good student representation, as there has been all year. Good to see the band here tonight at Richland Center High School. boys' teams, and the wrestlers are supporting each other very, very well. Bascom's in play for the Hornets. Stop to the backcourt, back to Shep. Reagan takes it across half court with a dribble drive, and again, Platteville commits the foul. Platteville already with five fouls. This one is on Saraya Stone, her first. And the Hornets will have the ball on the out-of-bounds line, far side. So Meaden, looking to bring the ball in play, does. Weiss with the ball, a little light of day on the near side, drives down to the baseline, looks inside, throws it back to Meaden. Meaden drives to the free throw line, and we're going to see a stop of play. That's going to be another call on Platteville. Boy, Platteville already with six fouls, and we aren't even at 12 minutes yet. This one is on Maggie Graben, and the rebound, or the inbound, comes for the Hornets. Off to Shep on the near side, off a screen. Meaden in the corner, trying to go to Weiss. Knocked out of bounds, off of Ella, and it will be Platteville ball. Good defense by Rihanna Dye, and Platteville takes over. Leading 9-3 in the ball game. Southwest Conference girls basketball tonight. Richard across the timeline, near side Stone. Back to Richard. On the right side, looks from the wing. Now penetrates a bit, throws to the corner. Dye with a baseline 15-footer, good. Rihanna Dye with 8 of Platteville's 11 points. 11-3, Hornets try to go for a baseball pass to the other end, and it's going to be thrown away and out of bounds. One of those turnovers that Coach Cooey talked about that's not something that is advantageous for any team at any level. Prairie du Chien girls leading Dodgeville. That is 20-7 in the first half. Belmont leading Schulzburg, 18-7, first half of area girls basketball. So the Hornets back on the defense. Platteville bringing the ball along the near side, down to the baseline, held there by Berrigan. Back it goes to Stone, flips to the baseline, Grabant, and the ball goes to the free throw line, and a foul is called on the Hornets. That will be their first personal foul. So the foul marked on 23, Carly Meaden. Richland Center's first foul. Platteville with the inbound pass. They'll lob it in to Dye. She goes and gets it. Flips it to the corner. There's a three on the way, and it's no good for Schuler. Rebound pulled down by Platteville. Grabant with the ball. Back it goes. Top of the circle. Stone penetrates a bit and is fouled on the way by the Hornets. Starting to see those fouls add up. This is the second foul on Richland Center. It's on number 20, J.C. Gander. So Platteville will mark it in play. Leading 11-3. Pass comes in on the lob to Berrigan. Back to the wing. Three on the way, and it is nothing but net for Saraya Stone. Platteville is up 14-3 in the ballgame. Hornets fouled in the backcourt again. Platteville playing that in-your-face full-court press defense, and so far starting to add up a few fouls. In fact, that'll be a bonus situation for Richland Center as they walk to shoot some free throws. Second foul on Saraya Stone of Platteville. Carly Meaden is the shooter. Making sure everybody clears out of the lane. Addie Board returns to the lineup for Kylie Burns. Richland Center makes a quick switch. And Meaden at the free throw line. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And Dye with the rebound. Dye with the outlet pass. Bringing it along the wing is Richard. Avery switches to the other side. On the handoff to McNeil. Back to the top of the circle, around the wheel, Platteville left side. They're going to lob it toward the baseline. McNeil open briefly, now kicks it back out to the top. Hornets got a hand on it, but it goes down low to Berrigan. She powers in. Shot blocked by Weiss. Picked up by Meaden. Great defense by the Hornets. Meaden back the other way across half court. Looks to the inside. Nothing. Gives to Weiss. On the near side. Throws to Burns. Knocked loose by Platteville. Picked up again by J.C. Gander. And the Hornets set it up. They'll fire it to Meaden. Meaden on a dribble drive. Back to Weiss. She'll shoot a 15-footer. Good! Ella Weiss with her first basket. That makes it 14-5. Platteville. Hilleman try for a three to answer at the other end. It's out of bounds, or is it saved by Richard, and Platteville keeps it going. Good hustle. McNeil, half-court line, throws to the left side toward Richard. Richard trying to save it, falls out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Hornets with the ball in the backcourt. We'll face that full-court press again. Platteville backs off a little bit as the ball goes to midcourt. And Ella Weiss takes it along the near side, tries to throw it inside. Knocked loose by Platteville, and they create a turnover. It goes back to Platteville on some good defense. Boys basketball, Iowa Grant leading Fenimore 27-20 at the half tonight. Darlington leading Boscobel 44-15. That is in the second half of SWAL basketball. So Platteville takes over, driving. Three-point shot on the way, no good for Richard. And the rebound by J.C. Gander and the Hornets. J.C. takes it to half court, all the way down to the baseline. Cut off. Back to Burns, trying to get it low, thrown into the crowd, stolen away by Platteville. Platteville bringing it. Three on three on the near side, nothing. They'll back off. Avery Richard from the wing. Drives, shot on the way, no good. Oh, Ella Weiss takes it out of midair. What a block by Ella Weiss. Bringing it back is Meaden. Near side board. Addie Board for three. Got it. Nice turnaround for the Hornets. It is 14. And they only gave her two on that. Well, we'll wait and see on that. I thought they signaled 3 points. Ball goes to the left side for the Platteville Hillman. Down to the baseline. They'll kick it out. Left side. Firing it off now to the right side. Stone. Soraya Stone at the baseline. And they'll take it around the horn. Platteville working perimeter. 8:45 remaining here in the first half. Berrigan meets the ball, kicks it near side. Platteville driving. Nothing. They'll kick it out for a three from the right wing. It is good. McNeil nails the three-pointer. And Platteville goes up 17-7. So they must have only given Addie Board a two-pointer on that one. And the Hornets trail by 10. Ball goes to the left side. Gander back to Meaden. Meaden, nowhere to go. They're going to call her for a carry. Turnover puts it back in the hands of Platteville. We have 8:16 remaining in the first half. And Platteville with the basketball. And in the meantime, they're going to mark a foul on J.C. Gander. That'll be her second. The Hornets with three fouls. Platteville with seven. 8:15 remaining, first half. Platteville basketball. They'll get it to Berrigan. Berrigan kicks it back to McNeil. McNeil right side to Stone. Stone on a drive, nothing. And they'll bring it back to the left side. Good movement of the ball again. They'll lob for Stone. Stone to the baseline. Soraya is cut off. Kicks to the corner. Platteville will drive to the lane. Tough shot up. No good. Put back by Dye. Good, and she is fouled. 10 points already. She can go to make it 11. Foul is called on Ella Weiss. That's her first, team's fourth. So Platteville using its height and strength on the inside, and they've opened up a 12-point lead now. Into the game for Platteville, Avery Richard, number 22. And Rihanna Dye at the line. Free throw is no good. And Ella Weiss with the rebound. Weiss with the outlet pass. Carly Meaden brings it across half court. Free throw line right. Looking, fires off to Weiss, top of the circle. Ella drives all the way along this near side, throws it back to the free throw line. Burns in the lane, has to get out of there, and she does, to Weiss. Weiss back to Burns on the baseline. Bounce feed low, Meaden posting up, throws it back to Board. Addie in the lane, fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line. Addie Board will take a look with the free shot coming up. That's on Addison McNeil, her first, and Platteville's eighth. Foul. Platteville won the JV game 42-22, the final. Addie Board at the line. Free throw is good.